Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah, that's, that works for me. If we can, as long as we keep it within the hour or 45 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, that's fine. I don't want to try to go too much over because it gets into the evening and I want to eat your guys' time up.
I'm going to bring the scene up here momentarily. We're staying that up, guys. So, just letting you know. Keep it up here.
Excellent. Thank you, Jeff. Greatly appreciate it. I'll be attending. All right, Dave, sounds good. We'll talk tomorrow. NAWRO.
Sounds good there, Tim, and I appreciate that announcement there, Jeff. 73 T-Bolt, this is KYNU, sir.
This is QRF Wick. Standing by Michigan Section ARP, ARP, Matt.
KBSWR.
Good afternoon, Jeff, KB8SWR, got you on the line. Anyone else wishing to check in, please call now.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee,
Net
Victor,
Control,
Foxtrot.
This is November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, N8WRO, Tim, Tango, India, Mike, from Richmond, one of the AECs in Macomb County.
That's November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, is that correct?
That is correct, N8WRO.
Okay, roger that. And we've got two in the log, and I also have the KC8YDF. Good afternoon, Ron, you're also on the log. Anyone else wishing to check in to the Michigan Section ARPS CNET, please call.
At control, this is Kilo, Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan. Kilo, Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. In and out.
Kilo, Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Mr. Joe, got you in the log and also has you marked as in and out. Thank you for stopping back. Anyone else wishing to check in to the Michigan Section of Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, please call us, QLF 8, Delta, Oscar, November.
November 8, Delta, Hotel, Charlie. Tim and Taylor, Michigan, Wayne County. November 8, Delta, Hotel, Charlie.
November 8, Delta Hotel Charlie. Good afternoon, Mr. Jim, and welcome to the net. We have you on the line. This is KEADON. I'll make one more call. If anyone wishing to join the pre-net Michigan Section Amateur Radio Public Service call net, please call now.
KF8EAP.
Can you repeat your call again, please?
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Echo, Alpha, Papa.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Echo, Alpha, Papa. Got you in there. Thank you for checking in. All stations, please stand by. This is your next control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Clinic. This happens every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39 or 32 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5, and 7332 kilohertz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning AuxCom in Michigan, including Aries, NPS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NPS officials, assistants, and representatives from each group. So this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of Touch Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. KW5AS, N8OBU, KB8SWR, KC8YVX, N8WRO, KE4ZY2, NABHD, and KFACAT. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations wishing to join the net, please call now. Take a few reports and we'll then take a standby. Kick things off. Coming up this week, a few things on the calendar for OXCOM. Tuesday is the RECWIC. That's a Regional Emergency Communication Coordination Working Group. And now you know why they call it RECWIC. FEMA Region 5, so that's the six states of Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Anybody interested in public safety communications for emergency management are welcome to join into that. It's a Zoom call. It is at 9:30 or 10:30. If you're interested in joining, drop an email to eloechoagelta@aronovember@arl.net, and I'll get you the information. Later in the evening, I've got another meeting. We've got one more session of the planning team for the fall set, and we'll be wrapping up the story on Tuesday night. So things have come together well. I think we're going to have a fun exercise for everybody. Communication plan for the SEOC went out on last evening. It's available. If you didn't get that message, it is available in MySim under the incident, so in the incident document folder. Wednesday, if you happen to be in Diamonddale and they're near the State Police headquarters, you may want to drop in the afternoon and wish the MTSCS folks a happy anniversary of 30 years. It's going to be 30 years that the MTSCS has been in operation. They're celebrating that and having a special event on Wednesday afternoon. And that will be in the main conference room over by the cafeteria area. And I'm just looking ahead to next Sunday. Bruce Truman will be hosting the, will be net control for the FEMA Region 5 OXCOM net. I'll be going down to Diamonddale that day. I don't know if I'm going to make it down Wednesday, but I certainly will be down there on Sunday and operating from WFADOC. So that net starts at 4 o'clock on 60 meters channel 4 and will rotate through 40 meters. DSR and DMR before the hour is up. So if you can join the AT&T to jump in. All right, with that, let's plug on down the list here. We have KW5AS to be followed by NABU. Mr. Skip, your signal is great up in Menominee. How are you doing today?
This is KW5AS. Well, going well up here. The weather is, typical fall. It's kind of damp and rainy. There's not much happening up here. This is a UP, this is the off-season, so not much to report. No real activities happening in this area, but I thought that, I probably should give you a check-in from the UP, so I decided I'd tune up and find you here. It's one of those things I just have a little difficulty figuring out whether you're going to be on 40 or 80, because my only HF antenna is a 80-meter full-wave loop. That is 180 degrees out of phase for 60 meters. So 60 meters is electronically impossible. I would be running a null antenna. So that's why I look on 40 and 80. And since 80 was dead, I just assumed it'd be on 40. But I guess in the next couple of months, that's probably going to go back to 80. We'll just have to see. And if you don't know where Menominee is, it's about 40 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin, just barely in Michigan. I'll hand it back to you, KW5AS.
K8HGX.
KW5AS, KEADUN, Michigan Section ARPS, next.
Yes, the Nani is a beautiful town there. I've driven through it a few times, and other points such as the county. Yeah, thank you for checking in. Appreciate the report of things going on up there. Weather here is much the same. It's kind of rainy and rather cool day today. So fall is definitely approaching. We'll figure out what frequency we're on a given week using the SRF2 calculation. And when it's above 7, as it is today, I think it was either 10 or 11 when I looked at it on the just before coming downstairs. That's a good indicator that we want to stay up on 40 meters. If it's below 5 or below 7, we have a better shot at it on 40, or excuse me, on 80, but definitely not going there today. So, all right, well, let's see, we'll move along. Next we go to N8OBU to be followed by KB8SWR. Mr. Mike, how are things down there?
All right, presently sunny here in Danville. I don't have nothing really to add to that. It was out of town last weekend, and so I wasn't here, but I'll be here monitoring if I'm needed. Take care, and thanks for being at control. N8OBU.
Yeah, and thank you for providing the relay and for riding along, and we do appreciate your help as well. Sunny down there, huh? May have to travel south. All right, let's go to KPA-SWR and followed by KPA-YDS. Let's see, Jeff, how are things in Saginaw County?
Evening, Max, and everybody on the net. People in the UP, if you want to tune in to an all-star node, WHCMN, you can look it up. And generally, net control gives the frequency that we're operating on for the week. So you can tune in to the all-star node on WHCMN and get that information over the year if you have an all-star node. If not, you can listen on Echolink, and you can generally hear the frequency there as well because it's all part of the same system. So that would be one way of getting the frequency we're on. Always something happening, Max, as summer draws to an end here. I didn't get as much done this summer as wanted to, but did get some stuff done. More to come. All in due time. Back to you, KB8SWR.
All right, KB8SWR, KB8UN, Michigan Section ARPSKN. While we do appreciate all of the work that you and the rest of the folks at WHCMN are doing, Supplements and Emergency Network, expanding that footprint wider and wider as it goes. And yeah, there are new nodes up there, along the upper part of Michigan and into UP, and that's kind of neat to have happening up there. All right, we're going to go to come back around and within Saginaw County. We'll go to KC8YDS and then we'll take a standby. Mr. Ron, how are things happening? How are things going over there?
Good evening, Max. Everyone on the net, this is KC8YDS EC for Saginaw County. Last Thursday, we had our latest Aries training. We did our preparation, at least some prep at least, for what we're going to do for the SET coming up. We have 6 individuals that have signed up to participate in that. That'll give us enough to run a location for a shelter, the hospital, and our 911 communications room. So that will be good at least. The scenario that we are running for this is a train derailment that's happened in front of the My Michigan Health Center. And by coincidence, there is a train track that runs right through the parking lot of that hospital, and that also runs chemical trains through there periodically. So that's the scenario that we're going with. We've got a chemical train spill that's derailed in front of the hospital. So that's the scenario. We're working with the county emergency management. We've got buy-in from both 911 director and our Covenant Hospital for that part of it, so we should be good there. We got a couple of things to do before that point to check out hospital, make sure that Everything is operational at that station, and my person assigned to that location has never worked that station before, so we'll get him there one evening to go over that station, make sure he's familiar and everything's as it should be. So that's what we've got coming up. Looking forward with that. I've only got a week to put it together. I'll be gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this upcoming week. So that gives me just about a week to put things together and operational. So everything back to you, Mike, or Max. So this is KCHYVF from Saginaw.
All right, Ron, KCYBF, KEATON, Michigan Section EIPS, CNA. Well, that certainly sounds like an interesting scenario, and it would be, I would imagine, a pressing problem for the EM to want to keep an eye on this. So, train of tracks going through the hospital parking lot. That's an interesting one. All right, let's take a standby here, and we'll see if there's anybody else out there who would like to join us on the Michigan Section Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call. Are there any relays? Okay, hearing none, we'll start up, resume the lift. Here we go next to N8WRO to be followed by N8DHC. N8WRO, Mr. Tim, you're up for comment, sir.
Well, thank you, Max. I appreciate it. Yeah, my name is Tim, N8WRO, Macomb County. And I'll just give another report on our little, well, it's getting bigger now, the recruitment project with the postcards. We have a total of about 80 postcards that have been sent out for the past 2 months. I'm happy to say that because of that endeavor, let's call it, this month we got three new people. All three are bringing DMR radios with them, which is nice because that seems to be a kind of a popular thing. And we would like to thank Jeff and everyone at Central Michigan KB8SWR for helping us out with testing those radios on their network. That's all I got for now. We're really looking forward to the set. We've got a big meeting on Thursday. We even moved the meeting a little bit closer to set day so that we can kind of better prepare for that. So looking forward to it. That's all I've got. N8WRO, Macomb County, back to net control. Thanks, Max.
All right, N8WRO, KE8UN, Michigan Section EIPLC Net. Well, thank you again for checking in. Yes, that postcard campaign of yours, that is a really fascinating one. I've been following that as you've been giving updates on it. And I think that's a really neat concept to reach out to the community of folks out there. And I'm glad to hear it's gotten some positive response for you. I know that, speaking of the set, that Dave has been really excited about getting going with it. He was pestering me early on for a copy of the exercise plan. Of course, he had to wait in line with everyone else, but it sounds like you guys are getting ready and getting in shape for it. So hope you have a lot of fun on the 4th, and we'll look forward to maybe seeing you at the, if we don't talk to you on the air, seeing you at the hot wash afterwards. Next we go to NADHC to be followed by KFAEAT. Mr. Jim, you're up for comment.
Very good. That's control. This is NADHC. Good evening to you. Good evening to the net. It's been a while since I've been able to even find an ARPSC net to check into. I was highly involved back in the 80s and 90s, but I got out of it after.
Hotel Charlie, Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar November.
Oh,
I don't hear him, Max, and his signal was noisy, so I'm not sure what happened. Maybe he lost his radio. Keep it up, still here.
Yeah, that's what it sounded to me, too. It sounds like he lost transmission there at some point. All right, I'll park it down here, and we'll see if we can pick him up at the end of the series. We're starting to get some good comments. That brings us to Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Alpha Papa. Mr. Lee, do you want the comments?
Yeah, I haven't really ever joined this net yet before, but just kind of checking in to check in. Don't really have much of a comment, so that's about it.
Well, all right, KFA-EAP, K-E-A-T-1, Mr. Christian-E-A-T-1-C-9. We appreciate you checking in, and you're welcome to come back again. Sounds like you were coming in on one of the repeaters, and that's a great way to get onto the net if you don't have any chops. So feel free to join us again any Sunday at 5 p.m. I'm going to take a standby here. First, I'm going to see if November 8th, Delta Hotel Charlie, NATEC, if you're out there, this is KEAQM. Okay, no copy on him. I'm on the roster, so I'll take a pause here and see if there's anybody else that would like to check in to the Michigan Section ARPS CNAP before we close. Please call. Any other okay, hearing none, we had nine check-ins today and had a run time of 18 minutes. So thank you for checking in. I appreciate you all stopping by. Have yourselves a great week and enjoy this fall weather as it begins. I noticed some colors changing out there. That seems to be kind of early, so who knows what that means for us in the months ahead. But anyway, this is QECO 8, Delta Oscar November, closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning their frequency to normal amateur use. KEA-DON, out.
Thanks, Max. KBSWR, dropping the VHF.
And thank you, sir. This is KEA-DON.
23 all, killing the remote, NEW.
Thanks, Mike. KBSWR.